Hey, AfterBuzzers, thank you so much for joining us for another Scream Queens After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 2, Episode 8, called Rapunzel, Rapunzel, and we have a lot to dissect, so please stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
At all. Sorry, guys. I love this song. Thank you, AfterBuzzers, for tuning in again to another Scream Queens After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. I have my crazy hooligan panel here with me this evening. Let's start with you, Dakota.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Dakota T. Jones. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Hi, I'm Becca Brown. You can find me on Twitter. And Instagram at Becca Bean Talks TV.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And check out my blog, catslipstickla.com. I just did an article, How to Get Over Someone in 15 Easy Steps. Read it.
Awesome. It is hilarious, by the way.
It is.
Guys, we are in the live chat this evening, so please continue to chat. And I would just like to say, I think that Becca should definitely be going to the hospital because she has a disease of laughing. It's like, you know, you need to go to Dr. Brock and Dr. Cassidy, or no, I'm sorry, Holt and Cassidy. They could totally diagnose you.
I know.
It would be so much fun.
I don't think they can cure her, though.
I don't know. They've cured everyone, but with that being said, everyone is
Becca's
also
going to die.
we shouldn't send you there. No. We had a nice person from last season that is finally back.
Nice. I forgot how hot he was. He was
really
good looking, yeah.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I think so, too, kind of.
I always thought he was in this episode. I was like, whoa, he's gone downhill.
Yeah. Really? I thought the opposite.
I think that like, he was supposed to be going downhill.
Yeah. Okay, well, the hair eating didn't attract me. It was just him. When he came back, I was like, ooh.
Hair eating
Renee likes hair eaters.
Yeah, I was like, he eats hair, you said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
You should write on your blog about that. But I think that, yeah, eating your hair is definitely a turnoff. That whole thing whenever he was pulling it and like
well,
you
it was
could
from
see
a
the little
scalp too is oh. what was gross.
And you could just see the little like blood drops of like the where the pores were just like it was a lot to deal with.
It
so,
was a lot. Too much.
I think honestly I had trouble watching that rather than some of the murders that have unfolded just because of the type of
agreed.
Yeah.
Don't even that was gross. I saw in your face, too.
Yeah.
You were Dakota was disgusted.
He was.
Hashtag disgusted Dakota.
Yeah. Hashtag I got some reaction shots of Dakota tonight, so check out my Twitter.
Get the exclusive on Becca B Talks TV Twitter.
That's true. Dakota had a lot of interesting faces tonight with a lot of the scenes. We're going to get back to Wes.
Mm-hmm.
But long story short, you know, he has this thingy in his stomach that he thinks is a tumor, and it's just a big hairball, and, you know, we don't even really need to get more into that, but we were like, huh, weird. Like, when did you turn into such a psycho? But I will say, at the end of last season, when he ran off with Munch, I was like, what?
Question mark?
Yeah, there's something wrong with this, that you would just kind of leave your daughter that, you know, Munch hates his daughter, Grace, who was brought up many times again tonight.
I miss her, honestly.
I want her to come back.
Yeah.
I know. And, you know, it's so funny because it's almost like this song we opened with, like, I ain't missing you at all. I didn't think I was missing Grace, but now I'm missing Grace.
We are missing her.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun to get her back because I don't know if she's filming something else or what her film schedule is or if they literally just kind of wrote her out of the script. But I thought she was so talented. I loved her storyline with, I forget his name,
Diego Boneta?
Yeah, Diego. Yeah, yeah. Like I really missed that storyline. It was cute.
I miss it too.
And I thought it was just a really. I thought they were kind of the main characters of the show.
That's what I thought.
And then they
last
were gone.
Last season.
And then they were gone. Yeah.
Well, see, the thing about this season, I think that's hard, is that everybody is crazy. There's not one except
literally
for Zayday. That's kind of same. But then what we saw from Zayday this episode, I was like, girl, calm down with your. Like, she works in a hospital, and she's going around Snapchatting all the patients. That's so weird.
That is
I
very
think
weird.
Chanel number 5 is somewhat sane, but...
No, she's not.
Oh, okay. But the other characters make her seem insane by making fun of her.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I agree. I think that she's the most sane.
She's the most sane.
But that is not saying much.
No.
So by comparing me to number five, I'd be the most. No, I'm kidding.
Well, actually, I don't think that's equivalent here. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about Dr. Holt and Chanel. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of really fun scenes with them tonight.
Yeah, we did.
Honestly,
some
like...
Some that made Dakota uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. Okay, first of all, I mean, I don't know how... I don't know how the whole sex thing works, you know, necessarily.
Okay.
But, like, whatever the heck he was doing was not what I pictured that to look like. That was just so awkward. Like, the...
Like, sex can be awkward.
It was just so weird.
It's not like the movies.
No?
Yeah, no, it's,
Is this a class now?
This is sex ed.
Now sex ed, Scream Queens edition.
And we need to label it Becca B talks pee pee.
Oh my gosh.
But
that name makes me uncomfortable. I don't like
pee pee.
Yeah, I don't like
I like it. I will totally listen to Becca B talks pee pee.
Not happening, guys.
I'll help you produce it.
Nope.
Okay, I will produce it.
Nope.
So yeah, Chanel doesn't really understand how old Dr. Holt is, which and she thinks that because he mentioned MASH, which is one of the most famous TV shows of all time, that took place, you know, what, in the, it was World War II?
No, so, I think...
They thought it was World War II. I'm just being like, Chanel, no, but...
I'm IMDb-ing.
MASH was about Vietnam.
Yes, okay. Mm. Vietnam.
It was in...
The good old
1972.
Yeah, which is when, you know, actually, Dr. Holt probably was born. So that makes sense, but probably. She got it confused. And
just a teeny tiny bit.
I love how
bit.
Jimmy Pink is saying, sexy John Stamos is so unsexy in a sex scene.
Yes.
Sad. So true. Like, everyone thinks of John Stamos as this big womanizer, and he's, like, literally, like, hardly even moving...
It takes two to play the game. Okay.
I still think his face is, like, sexy.
His body is sexy. His face is sexy. It's, like, about chemistry. And Chanel...
It was an awkward...
Chanel was not into it. She was yawning. She was listening to music. She was
Snapchatting, as we've heard she's done before.
She really likes that dog filter.
Yeah.
Which we kind of like, too, over here.
I mean, we just took a snapshot of the dog filter.
I like it, but there's so many others to explore.
I know.
Like, how old school of her.
I know.
Which is shocking.
The dog filter was a while ago, guys. Like, we moved on.
No, it's cute. TBT.
Well.
Says the person who doesn't actually, you know, have a personal Snapchat account and doesn't like, have
you
it.
You don't?
She doesn't.
I don't.
Wait a second. Are you AfterBuzz TV on Snapchat?
She is.
Secret
revealed.
Follow us.
Yeah, she's the one that films everyone, but she doesn't ever put it on selfie mode and, like, put filters usually. She's always filming other hosts.
Yeah.
Well.
Sure.
She needs to get in on it.
Now you know, so please
she's
look us
up. She's been unmasked.
So we have this awkward sex scene, and Chanel's confused about his age. Hester, I was expecting Hester to have such a bigger part of the season.
Yeah.
I feel like Lea Michele has a lot going on, maybe, and that's why.
Maybe.
I love her when I do see her, but I'm happy they didn't, like, overdo it, because I don't think she needs a bigger storyline than she already has. We, like, already went through the serial killer Hester. Like, are they going to do it again? That's, like, overkill.
True.
I mean, I was curious what they were going to do with her, but I'm kind of just like, well, do we really need her? I'm sure she'll be coming in handy in the last couple of episodes, but I don't know.
Finish.
No, you finish.
Finish.
No, I'm just saying that I think that she helped plan that party for Dr. Holt, and she's not stupid from what we know, even though, like, she kind of is stupid in some ways. Remember the thing with... Denise, and she basically admitted guilt, and she started talking about double jeopardy. It's like, she's smart, but she's really not super smart sometimes.
Isn't that kind of like Chanel, though, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Chanel was just dumb. Anyway, go for it.
Two things.
Yes.
I still don't think Hester knows who the killers are.
But she knew.
Well,
it was
besides him.
Oh yeah, I agree with that. I think she only knows.
I don't think she knows who anyone else is, who any of the other killers are. Also, we saw Denise last week. Yeah,
only she was frozen.
She was frozen.
Yeah, but is she gonna come back?
Yes.
I'm so confused.
Eventually.
Like, where is she? What's happening? Why did we see her last week?
She's still in the freezer.
They just had a lot of other stuff going on this week.
Can she get out of the freezer, though?
Probably by the, like, 2 or 3 more episodes, I bet she'll be out.
Like, by the finale?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she'll be like, I'm Denise Hemphill! And she'll come out frozen. And just, like, save the day.
She's gonna save the day, yes. She's gonna be the hero.
But she's gonna struggle. Yeah.
The FBI!
I'm Denise Hemphill. Really good at that. That's
Dakota's
a good impression.
Impression of Denise Hemphill is really, truly the best. But
you.
I thought it was fun how the Chanels came together, including Hester, who I guess is technically a Chanel, to do the party for Dr. Holt, which ended, you know, and then basically Chanel said you could be 80. You might be 80. She said 40 to 60. But then the next day, he was like, if you realize the time era of what you did for me, I would have been 80 years old. And she, and then she didn't even so say, oh, I didn't think that. She was just like, well, I don't know.
We should have a party themed like that.
A party themed like...
like they threw for Holt.
My favorite
the
part of it...
didn't look good.
No.
All about the food.
Liver, like, no thanks.
No thanks.
Okay, but with like chocolate instead of like...
No, we should do one that's in... the what would it be in the 80s for the original when the green mini came and
fondue
sure
no but that sounds delicious.
I've never tried that.
Really? I like chocolate covered strawberries.
Well, we'll definitely have to have those at our party, which we will Periscope and we'll tell you guys about later.
Did you like, though? My favorite part of that I do want to say is Chanel number 5 is Shirley Temple.
I was going to say that.
Oh,
yeah.
That was so funny.
That was my favorite.
So good.
Best thing I've ever seen.
Yes. Loved that. Really hilarious. Didn't get enough of number 3 this episode, but I think that she's going to be a big part of it in the last 2 episodes. Yep. Let's talk about the Zayday. Of it all.
I'm glad she's back.
Me too.
I missed her last week.
She looks good. Okay. She is rocking that dress when she was meeting up with Chamberlain.
Oh, that was... I was like, wait, did she, like, do something different?
No,
she did look really good in that dress.
Hair,
I know, the red...
dress.
The red, blue, and white? Was it red, blue, and white, or just red and blue?
I don't know.
I think it was
a
red, like, blue, and blue.
She was gorgeous.
She looked hot in it, yeah.
So about it.
She looks great, but I know I said this earlier, but Zayday has always been, like, understated.
She is.
You know, yeah, but then she did her whole social media thing, and I was like...
That was funny.
What the hell?
What is she doing?
I like you so much less now that I know that you do all of that. I don't...
She's, yeah.
You know, I don't know.
It was very, like a Chanel move to go around and Snapchat everybody.
Can I just say that I like her less because she films like this instead of like this?
Becca, that's how I film. This
I
is
think
how
I
film, Becca.
Does James feel the same way?
Absolutely. That is the worst thing to do because all you have to do is turn your phone sideways and then it's widescreen HD format as opposed to stretch and blur format.
Wait, is that
Thank
for real?
You.
Is it really HD when you do it like this?
Yeah, if you edit, you know the troubles that you have to do when you have to change self.
Interesting.
Yeah. But, like,
Thank
on
you.
Snapchat, does it really matter? I don't really care
not
if it's
Snapchat.
HD.
On Snapchat,
yeah, it's only lasting for 24 hours on one click.
When I say
cool.
HD, I mean 16:9 format.
Yeah.
Like size.
Interesting.
Not, like, high definition.
I need to try that because I always am doing this. I need to do that.
Well, guys, now you know.
Yeah. Now we know.
Look at this nice.
So, Zayday decides with Chamberlain, who is being stalker boy. I kind of thought he was gay a little bit.
I thought he was,
so,
oh, sorry, I thought he was too.
Fine.
Hands.
Let's just, yeah, me and Dakota are going to hold hands now. I totally thought he was gay, but, or a murderer.
Because they go hand in hand.
No, they do not go hand in hand. It was just like two things I was kind of tossing in my mind. I was like,
I'm gonna stay silent.
But, you know, we got that he was not, and I don't think is the murderer. Are you guys like over the whole Chamberlain murderer?
Now I am.
He's, well, as far as we know, dead. Yeah. I think he's dead. I don't think he's the murderer.
Thanks
right.
for running it.
Obviously.
Spoiler alert.
That was the big finale we were going to
talk
about.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Dakota.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't mean to.
Well, him and Zayday team up. And also, the Chanels helped Zayday, which I thought was kind of fun.
And they helped Chamberlain.
No, I'm sorry. They helped Chamberlain.
Oh, I was like, when did they help Zayday?
They were trying to actually help Zayday, like, just, you know, in retrospect to get Chamberlain and her to work. So she did on his phone, which is genius, actually, that you block some.
I don't think that's
you can actually do that.
No, I don't think
so.
And
if you block someone, I don't think you get their messages, even if you unblock them from that time. That's smart. iPhone, next update.
Seriously.
Going back to the Snapchat thing. Vinesh, I don't know if I'm saying that right, on the chat says Kiki Palmer is a big Snapchat user, and maybe that's why the writers picked up on that.
That's cool. I like that, and I think I do follow her on Snapchat, but I kind of just thought it was, like, out of character
yeah.
for I thought it was as well.
Her.
The gag of the day. I wonder if she says that on her Snapchat. I wonder if she's like, the or gag of the
like
day.
That.
I wonder if she says something like that. Maybe they incorporated it in, but yeah, I think it was kind of out of character for Zayday.
I think that the thing about some of the characters that have bothered me sometimes is that, at least with Grace last season, right, she was just like 100% good, 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 good. And then Zayday kind of teetered, but like she was too. There's not a good middle ground where you're like debatable with some people.
Yeah.
I mean, Munch, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But this season, I think it's pretty clear she does not really care about anyone but herself.
Munch yeah. or Zayday?
Munch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'm surprised that she hasn't been under that mask yet, to be honest. At least, like, even if she was like a fake killer or something, I'm surprised she hasn't been under it.
I mean, the thing is that we'll get into this, but we have found out technically who we think the three killers are. But yeah. from the beginning, Munch has had some kind of weird ulterior motives, and I do not buy that it's her weird disease.
I don't buy it.
Why would she bring the Chanels in, the worst doctors in the world?
I think she's, like, orchestrating it.
Yeah, she's somehow, like, the puppet master. Yeah. She's never been behind the mask, but she...
But she's the puppet master.
And she knows everything. Because, yeah, like, why would you bring the Chanels? Why would you bring Zayday? I mean, Zayday's smart, but she's really not using her for being smart.
Yeah, there's a reason they're like, back under Munch's command.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's definitely a reason behind that. I don't know what it is, but I think it would be interesting to see Munch kind of being a part of it all, because the only thing that we've seen her being bad before is basically her killing her ex-husband, which is pretty bad, but like not as bad as a lot of the things that have happened on the show. So I feel like that was just kind of like a one-time thing, and then she just kind of has been chilling ever since. But I don't know. I do feel like there's got to be more there. Otherwise, why would she even think to bring the Chanels in?
You know, I'm actually starting to agree with you, mostly because I know there needs to be another surprise at this point. If it truly is, I'm blanking on his name, Grace's dad, what is
Wes.
His name? Wes.
Spoiler alert.
If the killer is Wes and we just found that out now, it's not the finale yet. There needs to be another twist. Munch would make a lot of sense if she was like the puppet master. I definitely agree with that. However, I'm still hoping it's not even Wes. I'm hoping it's his daughter, and he was trying to cover for his daughter.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, which I think we'll get to in predictions. But that would be, and then in that case, maybe that is the last surprise, and Munch isn't a part of it. I don't know. I just know there has to be one more surprise in there for us.
And that's pretty much exactly what someone on the chat, JS, said. So.
Well, cool, I also JS. Think Vinesh, I cannot say your last name, I'm so sorry.
Saye.
Dean Munch has a life-threatening disease. We cannot blame her for trying to get double pounding. Well, I would usually say that's so gross, Vinesh, that's perverted, but I mean, this is very in line with the episode, and the episode was very perverted and crazy. And, you know, Dean Munch, like we said, took Wes back, and the thing is you don't know whether to take this show seriously. Right? You're not supposed to.
I don't think we're supposed to.
But then, you kind of extend your brain so far that you're like, oh, everybody's crazy. But really, like, there are characters that are supposed to be grounded that I think, like, we kind of are looking past because we're just assuming that everyone's a psycho.
That's true.
So, and I think that's where they're going to get us, at least.
What do you mean?
For instance, Wes, last season, you know, he seemed relatively normal.
Yes.
He seemed like one of the only normal people.
Yeah.
He did.
But now he comes back with, like, all these ulterior motives, everything that's happened. And again, with Munch, I mean, we still really haven't figured her out as far as what her motive is. But I want to get back to Zayday because they lured the Green Meanie in, got hit, and of course it was Bath. And let's talk about this bath that Zayday was drawing.
A bathy?
Yeah, the bathy. And I also loved what number 5 said. She was like, well, the hot doctor like said, you want to draw me a bathy?
I'd think I'd gone to heaven.
Yeah.
But we noticed when Day-Day was trying to draw the Green Meanie in, and Chamberlain was there. Tell us what you
Dakota's
noticed.
Yeah, I like paused it, and then I went back. I'm wearing my detective jacket right now. I went back, and I saw, I paused, there was a red devil rubber ducky in the bath, along with a green
meanie
kind of duck in the bath, which I don't know if that was just like a hidden Easter egg for, like, you know, that a lot of people do, or if it was something that like Zayday really orchestrated. But yeah, there was like a red devil and a green meanie rubber ducky in the tub.
Well, that's a good point. What if Zayday is the one orchestrating this? Again, listen, Zayday haters, whatever. I'm sorry, guys. If you think we're, if you're upset with us for thinking Zayday could be the killer, anybody could be the killer. So yeah, we talk about it all the time.
It really could.
But that was very telling because she specifically put it in there.
I totally agree. Because it was one of those things where I was like, wait, hold on, go back.
Yeah.
What is this? But yeah, it was so funny because we thought she was naked because we saw her shadow. But then was she just in like a very tight fitted outfit? I don't know. We saw her shadow. She was naked.
Wait, what?
Like, because was she
getting in the bath.
I know, but then all of a sudden she just, like, wasn't in the bath and she was in clothes, but we saw the outline of her naked body.
Oh, maybe she was wearing, like, a jumpsuit or something. Maybe. Because they were trying to do the whole psycho effect.
Okay.
Behind the curtain. Yeah. Jimmy Pink commented and said that this episode is more like season one, and I loved it. Jamie Lee Curtis directed it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, wow. You know, I totally agree with you.
You said that, Dakota, right after the episode.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? This reminds me of season one. I love it because, like, I love the show. The past few episodes I've loved, but, like, have been a little bit maybe off for me just a little bit. And it's been nice because I'm like, oh, my gosh. Finally, we see, like, this twist that we did not see coming. All the other twists I kind of saw coming.
Yeah.
And this one
I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, this is crazy. I did not expect this. And then what happened in the end, I was just not expecting. And I was like, this is the Scream Queens that I fell in love
with.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah, I like it, too. I hope that it kind of continues that way. I'm sad there's only two episodes after this, and we were debating about it. Please let us know, fans, because you might know better than we do. I'm pretty sure this is a limited series. Like, it's 10. Last season, I think it was 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a bit thrown off. But it's supposed to be only 10 this season, is what I've heard. And that's just not enough for me. And so I'm interested if anyone thinks or knows.
We want more?
If there's going to be more, but I don't
know.
Dear
Fox, we want more?
I kind of feel like, you know, Ryan Murphy has his hands full with, like, all of his other shows, that this is kind of like a once-a-year thing.
It's kind of crazy because it was so popular last season. There was 13 episodes. And then with this one, you'd think they'd be like, oh, wow, last year was so popular. We're going to do 13 or, you know, 20, whatever. But the fact that they could have gone further with it and maybe didn't is kind of interesting just because...
sorry, I'm going to sneeze. I'm sorry.
I was just looking at your face. You were like, so serious.
I can't stop it. It gets really bad.
But no, yeah, I really was expecting to see more episodes this season. So I really hope that it is one of those things where they stop maybe for a couple months and then after the new year come back.
Yeah, they always, like, surprise us and keep things very much under wraps. So I hope they do. With Zayday continuing, you know, they find this fabric and she goes to the Pretty Little Liars mask store. Oof, is what scary. I like to call it, mask and costume store.
Basically where A gets all of his or her costumes.
Dakota's reaction.
Yeah, like that man has been like Green Meanie. Like, you name it, I've dressed them.
Yeah basically.
Like the Hollywood stylist.
He's like the stylist for murderers. Killers.
Yeah.
What a great gig.
Who loves hands. He loves hands. We could just tell from him talking. And then remember when he said, this old lady bought it. She had really nice hands.
No, he loves handies.
That's true.
Hand jobs.
Ba-dum.
Thanks for breaking that down for us.
Yeah. I mean, Dakota just was skittering on those lines, so I thought I'd just make that clear.
Yeah.
So then, of course, Zayday realizes that it's Jane, the mother of Taylor Lautner. I always...
Cassidy.
Cascade.
Yeah, Cassidy Cascade. And she, like, marches over there, goes in.
Marches.
She really does, though.
She does.
She was so... I mean...
She does.
Ballsy.
Very scary.
And before she did so, she had texted Chamberlain in and sent him a voicemail and everything saying, I'm at Jane's, is what's happening, but he wasn't getting any of them. And she goes in, and what does Jane do, Renee?
I was like, what are you talking about? She uses lorazepam to drug her tea.
Yeah.
Me and Sam take lorazepam to get through long flights because we have a fear of flying.
Yes. We have anxiety, and if you're applying.
And so do I.
Sam used to call it fake Xanax. I'm like, no, Sam, it's called Lorazepam. And so when that scene happened, Sam just looked at me.
Yeah, and the thing is, it would take a lot.
Like, a lot, or you'd have to mix it with alcohol for, like, you to pass out like that.
Yeah, but, like, a lot. I still think it'd be a lot. She must have taken, like, a whole bottle of Lorazepam.
And wouldn't you think this tea tastes a little, like, ass? Like, don't you think, though? I mean, really.
If she used, like, many, many pills, like, yeah, it would taste weird, right?
It tastes super weird.
But then again, it'd be rude to be like, why is your tea taste so bad?
Yeah, I wouldn't drink anyone's tea. If you think someone's the murderer, don't. Drink their tea.
There you go.
Good life advice.
I mean, lessons from Dakota. Please, no.
If you think someone is a murderer, do not drink their tea.
Or eat anything.
Say that you will and pretend to and be like, oh, that's so nice.
Pour it in the plant.
Yeah. Or switch the teas. Do a little switcheroo. But then don't drink the other one just in case. And then hopefully the other person will drink it. And then they're going to pass out with Lorazepam. And then you're good.
Why'd you have to go and make things so complicated?
And then whenever, what's her name's passed out, Zadie can search the house for anything suspicious.
For any clues.
I do want to know where she woke up, though. Where did she wake up?
It was, because remember last season when Nick Jonas? Mm-hmm. Nick Jonas kidnapped Zayday because he had like a secret crush on her and basically her in like a well.
It was
a deep down something, and he was really into her, and like the Red Devil was like trying to like court her. It was super funny, and Zayday's like, what the heck?
Wait, I remember that.
Nick Jonas's character was gay, though.
No, he was
pretending to be gay.
Oh, yeah. So he really liked Zayday.
Yeah.
You mean whenever he took her down in there and, like, made her the meal and stuff like that?
Yeah, he was actually, like, into her.
And so then she found herself in another underground well thing?
Yeah.
It was, like, surrounded with green, too. It was, like, very interesting.
Yeah.
So it was, like, a parallel.
I think that she's somehow tied to this in some way, shape, or form.
How did she get out, though? Or do we know if she got out?
I don't think
we don't know, but we do know that Chamberlain got the voicemail and started, you know, freaking out. And he's like, oh, my God. And then he went to go talk to Wes.
Like, okay, if you think someone's the killer, I'm going to go in alone with them. You know,
he's like, you're sketchy. I'm going to go talk to you.
I'm going to go to your house. We're going to close the door behind me. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a great time.
Right. I don't know about you guys. Romance. I stay away from murderers, and I don't go into their homes.
You don't? You don't do that?
No.
Renee and I do that.
I try, maybe.
Yeah, we look them up. We're like, this is where they live.
Yeah.
Do you have any tea we could have?
Yeah. Do you have any tea?
I actually prefer their coffee.
Okay.
Same.
Becca just drinks whatever men give her. Like,
yeah.
I drink their wine. I drink all of their wine.
All their wine. And then you're boom, gone.
I'm totally out of there. So Chamberlain is being a bit of a hero now, which I really like, you know. We realize he loves Zayday.
I thought that was very cute. Very cute.
And then, how are we doing over there, Bex?
Becca's still laughing at that
Bex.
Joke.
Yeah.
Invite Becca to your comedy show.
I know. She would just die in my comedy show.
You couldn't
show.
Even get through a joke.
This Saturday, 9:30 at Flappers in Burbank. Anyways, he goes there to Wes's house, and pretty ballsy starts asking him questions because he did that because he found the hair that was in his intestines. And in the hair in his intestines was a receipt for a machete.
No, it was a chainsaw.
And a chainsaw. No, it was both.
Oh, it was?
Yep.
They don't mess around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, you know, Wes just ate it because he was like, this is the best place to put it. Nobody will find this. But it was in the hair that was in his intestines.
Ugh. And a piece of the green meanie costume.
And he also ate, apparently.
So apparently he said that he had to get really drunk in order to eat all the hair, and then he pounded the hair, and then he just must have eaten whatever else was on the counter. Yeah. So a chainsaw, machete, receipt, and part of the green meanie costume. Not suspicious at all. Totally fine.
Not weird, no.
That's so gross.
Yeah, it was very gross.
Receipts are dirty.
The hair is dirty.
All of it is just dirty and just disgusting. I mean, that man's inner lining of his body is destroyed. That's all I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, but I mean,
totes
it is.
My goats.
But Wes started talking a lot about Grace.
Yeah.
that he was doing this for Grace against revenge against the Chanels, because apparently he said Grace went to Stanford for some kind of grad school or something, but it was really Stanford, mental asylum.
Yeah.
But you need to be really smart to be admitted.
Really? That's so funny.
Which I think is really funny. It's like, okay, like, you can only be accepted to this mental asylum if you're a genius.
So it's like really smart, creepy people.
Yeah.
So Hester could go there.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that scene with him when they were talking about, when he was just giving the whole spiel to Chamberlain, he did say, like, now he's back. Like, this is was going to be the start of it.
Mm-hmm.
But those murders already happened. So whoever did kill those other people, from what I got, implied that he hadn't killed anyone yet. I think Chamberlain was the first guy, because he said, now he's back to do that. He didn't say he came back and then started doing this. He made it seem like coming back would be easy to get in and out of the hospital, and then he's going to start killing people, right?
Yeah.
That's what I got from it.
Yeah. Do you think he was under the mask, though, whenever Zayday and Chamberlain were going to get killed? Or no? Do you think that was that was probably Cassidy, or do you think that was the one we don't know who it is yet? Maybe there's four green meanies now, but he said there's three because they were
Of the costumes, because of how many people bought.
So it either had to have been Hoffel.
But maybe he didn't buy a green meanie costume. Maybe he made one.
Like a homemade?
Like, we don't know, because here's the thing. The way he said it, it didn't seem like he's been killing anyone. And it's been so clear that there's a third person that's been killing other people.
Yeah.
And his whole plan, the whole reason he ate the hair to get this procedure was to get into the hospital to kill people. So, if he has been the killer, he has been getting in and out easily, then why do this? Why have that...
That's true.
Plan. Why not have done this a long time ago?
Well, he did say that when he heard that people were getting murdered by this green meanie at the hospital, he was like, oh, okay, I'm just going to start doing it. And last week, Taylor Lautner said to, Cassidy
said to Hoffel.
Always call him like, Taylor Lautner.
He was like, you know, there's a second one, that, and I don't know who it is. So I'm thinking that Wes actually has been killing people, and he didn't make the other two green meanies aware.
Maybe
of
he
it.
Just hasn't we, been the one at the hospital.
Maybe. Did you see though? Whenever one of the green meanies walked in today, they focused on his pants, and his pants looked different than they've ever looked. They focused on
detective.
Which green meanie?
I don't know. Whenever we saw the legs walking in on one of the shots, his legs had like. Like fake green goo kind of splattered on it, kind of like a Nickelodeon type of look on the bottom, you know, like the green goo. And it looked different. Like, I've never seen the green meanie's pants look like that, and he was wearing these boots that were a little different than what I've seen. I thought the costume looked a little different, so maybe it is Wes, who doesn't have the official costume but has, like, a replica, or he kind of made up his own, has the same mask.
Yeah.
I did think it looked a little different.
Also, there's that scene where the green meanie came to get Munch and Wes, and they imply, they're like, oh, someone must be mad that we're back together, which would not be Taylor Lautner.
No.
That would be Grace.
That would be Grace. Goes back to that theory.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, didn't Jane kind of admit that she was one of the killers?
No.
No, she said that, okay, well, good point. We should talk about that in a minute. She said that after the thing with her husband happened, that she basically made her brother become a murderer. And in the flashback, you know, we saw in the year or two after the original incident happened that someone came and killed everyone on Halloween. That was her brother.
Mm-hmm.
But she also said that her son have been killing people.
Right, after he died from a fight that he probably deserved, I guess.
How does Zayday not know, though, it's Cassidy Cascade? It's so obvious. I mean, obviously to us, but like, put two and two together. Like,
because
you know what
she
I'm
wasn't
saying?
Around last week when Chanel number 3 told everyone that it's Cassidy Cascade.
But she didn't tell everyone.
She basically did.
Hester kind of said, oh, why don't you ask your boyfriend? And then it kind of made it a little obvious.
And Chanel number 5 knows as well.
Yeah.
Really? How does she know?
Remember they were Chanel. Oh, who was it? Was it Chanel number 5? I think it was.
I think it was Chanel too.
Was it? No, I think it was just Chanel number 5. Was it also Chanel? Where she was like, so turn him in. And then she's like, no, you know, that's romantic. That whole thing. She was confiding in someone.
Oh, yeah,
I thought
yeah.
it was Chanel number 5.
I think so.
Wow. It's so crazy. You think the word would get around and they would put an end to it, but like...
Well, Hester's all around, so...
That's true. Yeah.
But yeah. Cam Creative in the chat said, I don't think Wes would try to kill Zayday, though, because Zayday and Grace were best friends.
That's a
good point. I thought about that, too, but also we don't know, like, maybe Zayday kind of, like, left her in the lurch. Zayday never talks about her.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And I always thought, remember I was saying, like, at the beginning of the season, I think it's weird that they're not talking about Grace, like, she didn't exist. And it's annoying me because she was, like, supposed to be the main character of last season, essentially. But I think they are. I think all of that is going to come back to that. Then we find out that Wes apparently is, you know, another green meanie.
Is a psycho.
Or is going to try to kill the Chanels, at least. Yeah.
Yeah. And stabs Chamberlain, who, I mean, seems pretty dead.
He seems dead.
He's pretty dead.
And then that creepy moment whenever he picks up and listens to Zayday's voicemail and then, like, looks in the mirror. I was like, oh, he's, like, total psycho killer. And I thought he was such, like a cool dad, you know, from the last season. And he seemed like one of the only normal ones. I felt awful for him whenever the girl he was dating ended up being, like, the mom or, like, the, you know, the hag of Shady Lane or whatever. That I felt so bad for him, and I was like, oh, man, this poor guy is just trying to date, and this lady is killer, whatever. And I felt bad for him, and I rooted for him, and then this episode, I was just like, yes, I love how they totally flipped it. He was so creepy, and he's like, oh, give me a hug, and he then stabbed him. I think he is an amazing actor. That whole scene in his apartment was incredible. I thought he did an amazing job, and I was so happy whenever he killed him. I thought that was just like, this is such a cool episode. I feel like... This is the Scream Queens that I know and love from last season.
Can you say that again?
I'm happy that he killed her.
Yes. Dakota's psycho. Also in a sexy yet creepy trench coat this evening.
Yeah, the guy in the trench coat said he likes that killing scene.
You might want to turn me in.
And JS in the chat said something super interesting. Cassidy has admitted to trying to kill Zayday and said she was really hard to kill. Why was she really hard to kill?
Because she's so reflexes.
She is.
Remember that one time whenever...
She fights. She slays.
It must have been Cassidy who was trying to kill Chamberlain and Zayday that one time. He ended up kind of stabbing Chamberlain, but then, like, Zayday kind of got away. Like, she always outsmarts and always kind of gets out of it. She's so smart, and, like, it's so hard to kill her, and I just...
It's so hard to kill her.
It's like, you know, playing a video game, and it's that one character you just cannot slay. It's annoying.
Oh, man.
Right?
You sound like the killer.
Maybe Dakota is the green meanie. I think maybe Dakota, they actually have, like, cross-pollinated.
That's why he's wearing a trench coat. He's, like, trying to not be suspicious, but he's very suspicious.
Scream Queens AfterBuzz TV crossover.
Yeah. Someone put something in my tea.
Lorazepam.
Uh-huh. Lorazepam.
Well, I mean, Renee and I both could be guilty of that, but
it's true.
Anyways, let's get into some quotes. Our favorite quotes for the evening.
Yes.
Ooh.
Do you have one?
Yes.
I think my favorite quote was when Jane was like, you do realize that we are insane people, right? And I'm like, yeah.
She was creepy, though. She totally flipped a switch.
She did.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, she did.
And Chanel's, and that's my good deed for the year.
Yes.
I love that.
That was a great one.
I liked when Zayday was doing a Snapchat thing with the guy with tuberculosis. He goes, 1918 called, it wants its disease back. And I also really liked when Chanel was talking about MASH, and he was like, oh, it was the greatest, the world, what did he say, it was the greatest show, whatever. Yeah. And she was like, I think you mean Boy Meets World.
Yes.
Yes.
And yeah, that's it.
Corey Topanga, our love.
Yes. Yeah. Love story, yes.
One of my favorites, I have two. One of them was from Munch, and she said, I used to put his head between my legs, look in the mirror, and pretend I'm a 1970s porn star. I was like, what?
That's a good one.
It took me a while to realize what she meant by that, and I was like, oh, okay, I kind of get it.
Yeah.
And then my other one was what Chanel said about sex. She said, if you play your cards right, I may even move a little.
I loved that one, too.
I was like, that's funny. That's funny.
Okay, so one of my favorites is when they were talking about what was the tumor inside of Wes with the giant hairball. It says, it's a giant hairball. Looks like Trump's wig.
That was funny.
And then when Chanel was talking about her in bed, she goes, I'm hot. I don't have to be good in bed. I just lay here and let hot guys pork me. But for you, I will let you look at my boobs.
I was like, oh, how generous.
So kind. I mean, God, who wouldn't love to have sex with Chanel Oberlin?
I know. She seems like such a joy.
Yes. On that point, let's get into some predictions, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Can you please say this one, though?
Sorry. There's one more we have.
I'm sorry.
I take so many. Okay. when Wes was talking about Grace, that she was something wrong with her. During the Katy Perry and Taylor Swift feud, she sided with Katy, and no matter how many times I fought her, she refused to wear any hats.
I love that, because it's like the whole Taylor Swift Katy Perry feud was just so funny. Ridiculous. And like most people sided with Taylor. I sided with Taylor.
Yeah.
And the fact that he said, and she sided with Katy. I knew she was sick in the head.
I know. Yeah, like,
that's funny. That's the way to determine.
There is one more from Dr. Hult when Chanel threw him the party, and he goes, "I was offended and afraid for the future of our country."
That was funny.
I loved that one.
Because the Chanels are total millennials, like, just total, like, it totally, like, represents
if they
like
voted. Snapchatting, the texting, all of it.
I was like, oh.
Wait, Snapchatting's a millennial thing?
Okay, millennials, let's get into these predicts.
Predicts.
Is that a millennial thing, too?
Said predicts, but then I was like, don't say that, but then yeah. I just did. Renee.
Good story.
I think I'm going to stick with the, I think the last surprise is either going to be that I believe you guys with the Munch being like the puppet master, or I think that Grace is going to be the killer. I don't think it'll be both. I think it's one or the other, but I really think / hope that it's Grace being the killer, and that, what's his face? Wes has not actually killed anyone yet, and it's actually his daughter that's been doing it, and he's trying to protect his daughter. And I also still stand by, Oh my gosh. I'm blanking on her name. No. FBI.
Denise.
I was like, what's her name? Okay, Denise. I still think Denise is going to disappear from the freezer when they finally go to let her out.
Yep.
Yeah, when are they going to let her out?
I have no clue. What do you think, Becca?
I predict they'll let her out sometime before the season ends.
I would sure hope so. Seriously.
That's a really good prediction. I also predict that Grace could be the killer. You never know. I mean, if she's insane, maybe, and I want to see her back in the show.
I think, honestly, after you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that. But I do think it's probably Grace, and that her father is coming back and had to find his way into the hospital to try to, one, see Munch, but two, try to be able to somehow figure out how to help his daughter and be there in the thing so he can maybe catch her and, like, help her. Like, maybe she escaped from the asylum. I don't know. But she obviously has gone crazy, which is something I didn't expect. She probably has it out for the Chanels because they're the ones who did her wrong. So I could see her coming back, and the reason that whenever he was eating the hair and he got like the receipt and the green mini costume, I think that was on the table because it was Grace's, and he probably accidentally ate that and he's trying to cover for her. So I think it is probably Grace, I just wanted to kind of elaborate on that. I think that that could totally be a part of it. I would love that. I would be so happy with that ending if that was what was going on.
So I really want Grace to be kind of one of the green meanies, but I noticed that Wes said was when he talked about her several times.
I did too.
And I don't know if he meant like was in the mental institution. You know what I mean? So like there could be a lot of different explanations to why he used her in a past
tense. Was.
But he did a couple of times. So what if she's dead?
That's what I was thinking at one point.
And I don't want that, but I could see her being dead and then him kind of, that's why he went so crazy, was because his daughter died and he was trying to figure out who did this and then like kind of pinpointed all these people.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. That. And, of course, I think Denise is going to come back, and she's going to come back a little weird, but it's going to be hilarious.
I think weird is normal for Denise, though.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking, like, Frozen. Like, she's going to be, like, kind of like Iceman. I don't know. I'm excited for it, though. I can't wait. On that note, guys, thank you so much for tuning in this week. We love, love, love having you on the live chat, you guys watching us. Where can everyone find y'all on social media?
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel, and check out my blog, catslipstickla.com, and read what to do, how to get over someone in 15 easy steps.
Hi, I'm Becca Brown. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV. Also, just want to point out that Hester is also Wes's daughter because the chat is going crazy and saying that.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. I just dropped a video where I did my best friend's makeup. You girls, that's super hard. I don't know how you guys do it. But check that out. It was very interesting. I may have done an awful job.
You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram, samd43. Just want to give a shout-out to Bella Noor Designs. That's Bella, N-O-O-R, Designs. They're on Instagram, and they made these beautiful bracelets and necklace for me, and they have a 20% off sale for the holidays. So use holiday20 to do that. Follow them on Instagram. And, of course, City Under the Sea made me this amazing mood ring. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And we have a special guest next week. And so stay tuned for all of that. Thanks, guys. Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.